A little correction, part one. Copyright sonicerotica.com.
Yeah. Go ahead and sit so close to me with that happy little grin on your face. Stroke your beer. Flatter me. Stare at my tits. Do you think I dress like this so I can play with you? And out of nowhere, start telling me what a nasty, dirty little boy you used to be. How shocking it is to you now, the little games you used to play with your little friends. What you saw, what you touched, where your mouth went, how innocent it all was. Smile again. So helpless. So sheepish. Do you even know me? You tell me about the paper you wrote in defense of sadomasochism. College boy. Do you think you're impressing me? Making my pussy wet? Bad boy, with your wandering eyes. So arrogant. I don't know you, but I know your kind well enough. I know what you need. Switch tactics, little sob story. Trying to find yourself, locking me in. You'd love some advice, practice, anything that would help you know what to do with yourself. A little guidance, a little correction. You rise, asking me if there's somewhere we can go to talk. You want this like you want to get high. It's a compulsion, an irrational need. Not grounded in reality. I know it so well, because I'm right there with you. You want to pay for your mistakes? I want to make you pay. We won't be missed. It'll only take a few minutes. I ask you if you want to see my office. Oldest trick in the book, but it's where I keep all my toys. No black leather. I'm into the simple and the personal. It's rude to lock a door at a party. But what if someone should walk in? How would we explain? I sit on my desk and cross my legs and tell you to get down on your knees in front of me so I can get a good look at you. You do. Your back straight. Your beautiful, strong jaw. Almost noble. But I won't tell you. You wait while I gaze, taking a moment to admire what I'm about to rip down.
Unbutton your shirt.
You start, your eyes never leaving mine.
Don't you look at me that way, little boy. Who do you think you are?
You don't flinch. Good. I like your instincts.
Keep your eyes on the floor. I'll tell you when and if you may look at me. I'm not interested in any monkey business from you, mister. Are we clear?
Your answer comes steadily, sending a jolt of electricity down my spine.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. I'm glad we understand each other. And now continue.
Your fingers undo the rest of the buttons, and the shirt slips from around your shoulders off your chest.
Hands behind your back.
I can see the muscles in your arms tense as you reply. I slowly draw the scarf from around my neck and wind it around your eyes, then run my hands through your hair, down your face, fingers tracing your lips. They part from me and I push one finger in. You suck it, a little too eagerly.
You're far too good at that for a boy. Been sucking some cock?
No, ma'am.
I rake my nails down your chest, twisting a nipple. I hear the sharp intake of breath as you take the pain, but again, you don't flinch. You're perfect for this.
Liar.
I uncross my legs and spread them, hiking up my skirt.
So you're gonna tell me you're not a little faggot? Horny little boy like you, prowling around after anything that moves? Jacking off for your buddies?
Nothing. I watch you breathe.
Answer me!
Ooh, me? No, ma'am.
Because that would be just awful, wouldn't it? Filthy. But you like pussy, don't you?
Yes.
Do you want me to slap you again? You know how to speak to me.
Yes, ma'am.
That's much better. I think it's time for a drink, don't you?
I dip my fingers in the glass and then into your mouth. You slurp every drop off my fingers. I pour a little on your tongue and watch it run down your chest, letting it pucker your nipples as the alcohol hits your bare skin. I briefly consider licking it off, but then realize it might turn you on too much.
Wow, you were thirsty. But I think I'd like to see what else you can do with that tongue. Just not yet.
I guide your head between my legs, against my black silk panties. Hold it there for a second, then pull your head back and cup your chin into my hands.
Sounds like somebody's in for some severe discipline. Check it out in the next installment of A Little Correction on sonicerotica.com.